Paul Mendenhall with part two of my conversation with track historian Donald Davison as we get ready for the 100th running of the Indianapolis 500-mile race. Donald came here at the same time the British invasion was taking place on the American music scene back in 1964. And he came here with an amazing wealth of knowledge using a special selective retentive memory. So he knows everything all the way back to the very beginning, the Ray Haroon victory in 1911. I had to ask him what his favorite era of all time was at the Motor Speedway.
Well, some people say the 20s was the golden era. To me, it's the 1950s, but that's when I first got interested. And I've talked to a lot of people about whatever your subject is. I mean, if baseball's your thing, whether you realize it or not, your favorite era is when you first got interested. And you accept everything that's going on at the time and what went before. And then as the changes start to happen, you know, players get traded and new ones come up or whatever it is, you never quite hold them with the same esteem as you do with the ones that were your heroes when you first got interested. So I think that's probably the reason for me. You didn't have to wear a uniform to drive in the Indianapolis 500 till 1959. In 58 and earlier, if you wanted to wear a T-shirt, bare-arm T-shirt, you could, and on a hot day, you would. Either a polo shirt or a T-shirt and an open-face helmet, which was going to protect you from, flying rocks hitting you and bouncing off. But if you got upside down, it wasn't going to help you very much.